Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apollo Pipes Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Systematix Institutional Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Poddar from Systematix Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Poddar.
Yeah, thank you, Neerav. Thank you everyone for joining Apollo Pipes Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. Sameer Gupta, the Managing Director, and Mr. Ajay Kumar Jain, the Chief Financial Officer. I pass on the call to Mr. Sameer for his opening remark, and then after that, we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q3 FY23 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance. I am sure you all have the opportunity to go through our result presentation, which provides details of our operational and financial performance for the third quarter ended 31st December 2022. As you all know, the PVC industry witnessed a sluggish cycle in the first eight months of FY23 and started to rebound from the month of December. Our performance also mirrors the similar trend. Except the fact that our Q3 sales volume of 18,000 tons was the highest ever sales as we continued to expand our market share aggressively. Even for nine months, we registered volume growth of 28% YOY, beating the industry trend. In a scenario where when PVC prices were collapsing, Apollo Pipes strategized its business operation resiliently. We worked upon three-point strategies. First, prevented Apollo Pipes from inventory write-downs to the extent possible. Second, pushed post volume to continue market share gains. Thirdly, increased share of value-added products to boost margins. The current PVC price levels have started recovering after a sharp fall this year. This suggests that correction may be over, which should instill confidence in our channel partner and will lift volumes in coming quarters. In our Q2 FY23 earnings call, I highlighted that we are on track to achieve 5,000 tons of monthly sales volume. However, I am glad to share with you that our monthly sales run has increased to 6,000 tons. This implies that we are on track to achieve 25%-30% revenue growth over the next 3 years. At the same time, we are improving our share of value-added products such as CPVC pipes and fittings, PVC pipe fittings, et cetera. We are continuing with our CapEx program as planned earlier. We have spent 64 crores in last 9 months. I would like to remind everyone that this ongoing CapEx is majorly for a greenfield plant, which is 100% dedicated towards value-added products. We expect the new production to start in FY24. To conclude, I would like to state that the tough time seems to be over. We are holding our fort through market share gains that is growing at an expected rate. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Ajay Jain to run you through the key financial highlights for this quarter ending December 31st, 2022. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. I will briefly cover the financial performance during the quarter and nine months ended December 31st, 2022. The company delivered a strong operational performance during the quarter. Sales volume for the quarter stood at 18,011 metric tons, reporting a growth of 16% as against 15,465 metric tons in Q2 FY23. Sales volume for nine months FY23 stood at 47,882 metric tons as against 37,440 metric tons, up by 28%. Revenue from operations for the quarter stood at 236.7 crores as against 207 crores in the Q2 FY23 and rupees 190.8 crores in Q3 FY22, was up by 14% Q-on-Q and by 24% YOY respectively. In nine months FY23, nine months revenue from operation stood at 662.6 crores as against rupees 536.6 crores, up by 23%. On the profitability front, EBITDA for the quarter increased to 16.1 crores versus 2.5 crores in Q2 FY23 and 21.6 crores in Q3 FY22, up by 545% YOY and they declined by 26% YOY respectively. EBITDA for 9 months FY23 stood at 36.6 crores as against 65 crores, lower by 41% YOY. Margin for the 9 months ended December 31st, 2022 stood at 5.8%, where compared to 12.1% in the corresponding period last year, lower by 629 bps. Going forward, we anticipate EBITDA margins to be stabilized. During the quarter, we witnessed a sharp increase in rising raw material costs from the last two quarters. Depreciation cost stood at 7.4 crores in Q3 FY23 as against Rs. 7 crores in Q2 FY23 and Rs. 6.7 crores in Q3 FY22, up by 6% Q-on-Q and 12% YOY respectively. Finance cost was at 2.1 crores during Q3 against 2.2 crores in Q2 FY23 and Rs. 0.8 crores in Q3 FY22 respectively. The company reported profit of Rs. 4.9 crores for the quarter compared to a loss of 4.8 crores in Q2 FY23 and a profit of 11.4 crores in Q3 FY22 respectively. Net profit for 9 months FY23 stood at 8.9 crores as against 34.2 crores in 9 months FY22. Net margins during 9 months FY23 stood at 1.3% as compared to 6.4% in 9 months FY22. Lower by 503 bits. On the balance sheet front, our net debt position improved significantly to 15.1 CR from rupees 45.6 crores in H1 FY23. On the working capital front, our continuous endeavor improved our overall working capital cycle to 52 days from 66 days in H1 FY23 against 76 days in 9 months FY22. With this, I would now request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Dhananjay from ASK. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted to understand what would be your forecast or your, how a company would look at our realization goals for the next few years, considering we are realization is lower compared to competitors.
Hi, Dhananjay. Anubhav Gupta this side. So if you look at the realization, right? We have been targeting revenue growth of 25 to 35%, right, over the next 3 years.
So can you hear us? Participants, please stay connected while we reach on the management back to the call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We have the line for the management reconnected. So you may go ahead.
Right. So I was mentioning that to achieve revenue growth of 30-35%, we need volume growth of 25% and 5-10% growth coming from the improvement in NSR. And NSR improvement will be backed by incremental volume of or incremental volume from value-added products like CPVC pipes, and fittings and water tanks and bath fittings, right, where we are seeing a very high growth already. So yes, I mean, you can expect 5-10% improvement in NSR irrespective of how PVC prices behave. If you take that factor out, then product wise NSR should improve 5-10% year on year.
And then that competitively against other players would keep us at how much discount if we improve 5-10% improvement in NSR?
then you have to compare products like to like, right? So, for example, if you compare PVC pipes of player A versus Apollo pipes, right now the pricing difference should be like 4 to 5%, depending on like different markets. So I'm sure that gap will narrow down. 4 years ago, it used to be like 8 to 9% also in some pockets, right? So now it's down to 4-5%. In North, we sell at par. In North, there is no discount versus Apollo pricing or any player A, B, C pricing, right? But in South, we have to be wary of the market conditions, right, where we are expanding our market share. So we sell at a lower realization. But I guess, if you look at the value addition, I don't know which company you are referring to, right? For example, you take company A, where the CPVC portfolio could be like 40-50% of their total sales, right? For us, it is only 15% today. So for us to reach to 50%, it will take many years, right? So I think it depends on, like, you know, 15% is value.
Okay. Value is CPVC, so your volume would be around...
Yes. So I don't think it is correct to compare, NSR of multiple companies with Apollo. There are two things which you should compare. One is the pricing of a similar product in same market, right? What is the price gap? And the second, how Apollo Pipes is improving its overall NSR, right, year on year.
Sure. And so, any just ballpark, what would we break up between our revenue segment, like region-wise?
So region-wise, North market continues to dominate for us because we have got our mother plant here, right? And we have a very strong market share in the northern region. So that's like 65-70% of revenues coming from North. Then we have got South market, where we started our plant operations 2 years ago. That's ramping up quite well. So 15% sales are coming from there. And then rest is between West and East, which are slowly ramping up with our Raipur plant getting commissioned 1 year ago. So that's contributing. That has started to contribute, and it will keep on growing. But now we have another greenfield plant which is coming in North India again, right? So I guess North will continue to dominate in terms of production. But yes, from that greenfield plant for value-added products, we will also sell material across India, right? So production-wise, North will dominate, but sales-wise, other markets will take up.
Okay, sure. Thank you. I'll come back in for more questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhargava Buddhade from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that in the presentation, there has been a mention that number of SKUs will increase from 1,500 to 2,500 in the medium term. So when are you targeting this, and if you can elaborate on what is driving this increase in number of SKUs, which categories?
So Bhargav, there are like two things to this. One is we are bullish on our upcoming greenfield plant, right, which will start operations in next 12 months. We have already spent good amount of capex so far, and in next 2-3 quarters we'll try to complete the construction, etc., and production should start next financial year, right? So a lot of value added products SKUs will come from that plant, and also in the existing facilities, right? We are getting new molds, dies, right? So that our SKU range keeps on expanding. So it's a continuous process, and it will get a major boost from our new plant, which will start over the next 12 months.
So the total targeted capex for this plant, the spent is 64 crores in 9 months, but what is the total capex and what could be the asset turn at peak utilization?
So for total, if you see the total capex outlay for this particular plant is 150 crores, right? 65 crores we will spend this year, right? and next year should be right 80-90 crores, and we'll try to complete the plant capex.
And what could be the asset turn at full utilization?
So here, because of value addition, it will be minimum 3 times.
Okay, 3 times. Understood. Great. Next question is, if you can quantify the growth in CPVC and bathroom fittings, what has been the growth?
So CPVC for us has been growing above 50%, right? And even in bath fittings, the growth has been above 50%.
And what is the size now of bath fittings broadly?
So super value add portfolio for us, which consists of water tanks and solvents and bath fitting, it is under 10%.
Sorry, 100 and?
No, it is under 10%.
Acha, under 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, is it possible to share what has been the free cash flow generation in 9 months FY23?
So free cash flow, if you see, I mean, we have been able to rationalize our working capital below 50 days, okay, for 9 months. So the capex also has been there at 65 crores. So free cash flow, I would say, will be like zero, whatever OCF we generated that got into capex. So FCF for 9 months is zero. But going forward, we are further rationalizing our working capital, okay? From 60, 65 days, we are already down to 50, and March 23 balance sheet, we target to close to 40. So if that happens, then there will be like incremental operating cash flow, and despite capex commitment, we will have free cash flow generation for the full year. And next year, it will further accelerate. Obviously, this year, the profits were depressed because of inventory write-downs in the first 9 months. If we go back to our normalized EBITDA per ton of 16,000-17,000 per ton or 12% EBITDA margin, and with working capital of 40 days for FY24, there will be substantial operating cash flow generation with whatever capex commitment of, say, 100 crores. We will still be left with a good amount of free cash flow in FY24. And that could boost our ROCs also beyond 20% easily.
And fair to say that after this FY24 remaining capex on the value-added plant, there is no further capex lined up for the next 2-3 years on any greenfield expansion, right?
Yeah, not greenfield, but every year, see, I mean, we are a growth-oriented company when we are targeting 30% revenue growth year on year, right? So we must spend 50-60 crores or 25-30% of our EBITDA every year, right? So that will continue. But yes, no major capex of 150 crores like what we are putting for this new greenfield plant. Unless we see good opportunity for West India, where we do believe that there is a possibility of setting up a second mother plant sometime, right? Not immediately, but in next 2-3 years, we must have second base, right? How we have North as our base. Similar base we should have either in West or South at some point of time. We will take that call in next 15 to 18 months.
So just a related question to this, what is the utilization of this West plant?
West, right now it is in Gujarat, right? So there the capacity is very little. West, when I say, will be in Maharashtra.
Ajay, a new plant in Maharashtra. Okay.
Yes. Or maybe in South, right? So South is doing well. It was like an acquired unit, as you know. Whatever capacity ramp up we could do, we did. But yes, I mean, if we have to grow to the size of say 3-4,000 crore top line, right? Then we need another mother plant like how we have in North India.
Okay, I'll jump back in the queue and all the very best. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you, Bhargav.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. The first one is related to your volume growth. So can you give some detail like from which segment you receive a higher growth, agri or plumbing?
So see, one data point I like to share, and I'm glad sharing this, is that our sales mix for housing and agri right, which used to be around 50-50 till first half of FY23. Now, for 9 months, FY23, housing is more than 55%, okay? So it is touching 60%, okay? And agri is 40%. So this is in line with our strategy that ultimately we want to be like 70-80% housing sales, plumbing sales company, and 25-30% agri sales company. So we are pretty much on track to do that. And after our new greenfield plant, we are confident that this sales mix will be achieved. Okay. So coming back to the question that where we got the growth from. Yes, housing sales did really well for us as our brand acceptability is improving month on month, right? With our all the ad spends, our promotional activities, what we have been doing, our sales team expansion, secondary sales focus, etc., right? So all they have started to pay well. Then the new product addition, the new molds, the new SKUs expansion, what we have been doing in CPVC, in fittings. In bath fittings, right? So that's paying well. Then expansion from south and east markets, where we started selling after commencement of two latest plants, right? So that's helping. And obviously some fillip from the channel filling which started in month of December, right? So these were the four factors which led to a strong growth overall. But yes, I mean, between this, CPVC and bath fittings and fittings, right, these are the segments which are growing faster than the overall growth.
Great, helpful. Next question is related to the utilization of the plant. If I look at currently, overall utilization is around 55%. And also the new plant is coming in. So how you are planned to improve this and if you can give some geographical utilization like in the Ahmedabad or Bangalore or Raipur, how the utilization there?
So Praveen, we are not too much bogged down by what is our capacity utilization. You know, what bothers us is the ROC, what we are generating in the business, okay? So as per our business plan, right, a 50% utilization at our plant can generate 30% plus ROC for us, right? So as long as we are able to achieve that number, we are happy with 50% capacity utilization, okay? As a group, we are always happy to have excess capacity with us, right, so that we can focus on new SQ range, we can focus on market share gains, right? And also the fact that when there is a good season, right, we should have capacity to fill in the supply, to fill in the demand, okay? Seasonally we have seen that because agri, one season is good, one season is bad. So we are happy with 50-60% utilization levels as long as we are generating 30% plus ROC.
Got it. And if you can give a color on the current PVC resin prices and your procurement cost.
So I'll request Samirji to answer this.
Yeah, hi Praveen. Yeah, regarding the PVC prices, right now it is more of a stable type of things. Around 15-20% has already increased in the last, you can say, 20-30 days. And we hope that the prices should be stabilized in the next, you can say, one or two quarters. Of course, a bit of, you can say, recessionary conditions are there in US or China. But I don't think that will too much bother the prices in India because of the demand, because the demand is continuing good in our this pipe sector, and we are hopeful for the prices to be stabilized.
Any number if you want to give? Like PVC resin prices at this current moment, what is that?
Yeah, right now if you see the PVC prices, it is roughly around $900 level, $900 to $950 level they are running at, and it went down to the level of $650. So almost if you talk about the international pricing, around 30-40% increase from the bottom prices have been there. But of course, we are targeting our purchases mainly through, you can say, imports and domestic 30% from domestic producers. So we are comfortable right now with all those, you can say, purchases that we have made in the last few months. And in the next, you can say, few months also, we see that the prices should be uptrend, seeing the international market trend. So it should continue somewhere around $950 to $1,000 in the next few months. So we should be comfortable in pricing for or sourcing for this PVC resin. Apart from CPVC and others, polymer, they are quite stable, you can say, as compared to PVC.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my question. For further question, I'll come in queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udit from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, team. Thank you for taking up my question and congratulations on the stellar volumes for the quarter. So if you can just highlight on the profitability front, like you have, you know, said about the top line growth, like given the PVC impact is behind, what would be our EBITDA kg target for say 24-25?
So that I mean, now that there are no expected write downs right in the inventory, so manufacturing wise anyways, in Q2 and Q3 we achieved 15,000-16,000 per ton kind of EBITDA spreads, okay, and it is just because of the write downs the numbers came like what you see right for Q2 and Q3. Q4 we should be like back to normal. The optic number which you will see should be back to normal 16,000-17,000 per ton. Right, and FY 2024-25 also with the incremental sales coming from value added products, we will do 17,000-18,000 rupees per ton kind of for EBITDA spread.
That's great, Anubhav. And just secondly, what was our ad spend for 9 months, and what will it be for full year, and any budgeted expectation for next fiscal?
So they continue to remain around 1.5 to 2% okay of our total revenue. We are happy with this. We are happy with this. Of course, I mean, going forward, we could restart one campaign, right? There could be like spike in a quarter, but on full year basis, I don't think it will go beyond 1.5% to 2%.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Thank you, Pansh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Avdhul Joshi from Newberry Capitals. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Good to see that we have gained on the volume front. I just want to know in the region mix whether we have gained any market share in southern region. That's first. And secondly, we manufacture fittings mostly, if I'm correct, that mostly into Tumkur plant. So the new SKUs coming out in the new plant will be totally different from them, from that plant, or how it would be? That's two questions I have this time.
So coming to the question one, the South sales are expanding, right, year on year. So yes, we have gained market share. And it is on the back of capacity ramp up, then the plant modernization measures which we undertook over the last 1.5 years to improve the quality. And third, our distribution network expansion, which we are doing every day in the southern region. So these three factors led to incremental sales coming from southern market. And second, for south market, the fittings are... fittings are also going from our Delhi plant, okay? Because that plant, when we acquired it, had restrictions with the quality, etc. So we are ensuring that the fitting material is being sent over from our Delhi plant.
Okay, and the new SKUs will be different in the greenfield plant which is coming up, or some similar overlap will be there?
So the new plant has three products, okay? One is CPVC, second is bathroom fittings, and third is HDP, right? These are the three product lines which are going to be produced from that new plant. And the proportion of these three products today, right, the proportion of these three products today is 30-40% of Apollo's total volume today, right? So this 35-40% volume mix will increase, will improve significantly with the new plant. And SKUs will be new with new sizes, new range of products.
Okay, understood. And lastly, on the imported versus local mix of PVC, whether there is a change in there and how we are improving on that. Thank you.
Please repeat again. I could not get it. Please repeat.
PVC resin imported versus local procurement mix, whether there is an improvement over there.
No, of course, we tried to improve the local sources because the prices were getting way too much volatile in the past few months. So we have increased. Earlier we were at 80-20 and right now we are trying to run our sourcing like 70 from imports and 30 from domestic sources.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mahek Talati from Yellow Jersey Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So two questions. One is, what is the capacity of the new plant which we are expanding?
So that will be around 25,000 tons.
25,000 tons, okay. And second was with regards to the PPRC pipes. So have we started the commercial supply and how has been the reception if started then?
Yeah, we have started the PPRC production and supplies in the, you can say, around November, somewhere in November we have started the production and the supplies, and the response is pretty good and the material is pretty good, you can say, accepted in the market. But because as it is mainly for the northern, you can say, J&K market mainly, and because of the heavy rain, you can say, snowfall, the market gets, you can say, disturbed for at least 2 months, January or December and January. So from the next month onwards, of course, we will get again, good orders from those sector, and the product is quite well accepted in the market. So we are quite, you can say, upbeat regarding this product.
And last was, any specific reason for significant increase in the PVC prices after a fall of 8 months?
Yeah, of course, the PVC prices went below the costings of those suppliers that they were actually having. So it has to bounce back because the, you can say, reasonable prices was around $750 to $800, but it went up to the $650. So we were quite, you can say, thinking that, hoping that the prices will bounce back in the near future at the time of November, and it happened like that only. So right now the prices seems to be stable at this level of 900 to 1000 levels, and we are hopeful that it should remain stable for the next few months.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aman Agarwal from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good numbers. Sir, when we say we expect the plant capacity to be 25,000 for the new upcoming plant, does this include the 6,000 MTPA that we already commissioned in first half of 23?
No.
Okay, so it is excluding of that. And, post this commissioning of 25 MTPA, which is essentially entirely value-added products, do we see any revision in our margin guidance or EBITDA per kg guidance after 24?
No, Pranav, when we had given the initial guidance, right, so that was considering this plant as part of our business plan.
Okay. And this plant, we continue, to expect this plant to be fully funded by internal accruals, right?
Of course, yes. I mean, this year, 60 crore capex and Q4, like whatever will be done, plus 100 crores next year, there won't be increase in debt.
Sure. And lastly, on the East plant, how's the, ramp up or how's the... penetration we are witnessing for the eastern and the central markets through that plant?
So east plant is pretty small, okay? It's the capacity is less than 10,000 ton, right, annually. So that much volume we have been able to ramp up, right, because it is catering to MP, Chhattisgarh, Central India and East India belt pretty well. And I guess, going forward, our strategy is to sell more and more fitting products and other value-added products, right? So they are being catered from our mother plant from North India. Okay. So, even if we don't expand capacity in east and south, right, and west, still you will see volume and revenue both going up, because they will be fed, these markets will be fed from our north plant.
Understood. Understood. I think that will wait from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kuber from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking from my question. Congratulations on good sets of numbers. Few questions from my end. I would like to know about the channel partners. Have you added any channel partners in this quarter? That's the first one.
So it's an ongoing process, right? I mean, distributors, channel partners, every month, every quarter, we have to keep on adding, because we are growing our volume by 25-30%, right? So simple logic says that, yes, I mean, we have to keep on aggressively adding new channel partners.
So any numbers, if you can just give some color on that.
So, what we internally believe is that right now, see, the number is around 600 distributors, direct channel partners, okay?
Correct.
This number has to go up by 5 to 10% every year, right, the new addition. And then there will be like some deletion also, right, so net-net, we want to add 30-40 large channel partners, good channel partners, good distributors, strong distributors every year. Right, and we are on track to achieve this. Obviously, the first 9 months was not a good time to go and aggressively add new distributors, because everyone, all the channel partners were going through low sentiments. PVC prices were going down. They were having inventory write-downs. Right now, the environment has become conducive to go out in the market and start approaching. Right, and our sales team is on the ground to keep on adding.
Okay. And secondly, I wanted to know about the EBITDA per kg for the value-added products and commodity products. I mean, if you can just give some number.
Right, so blended for the company stays 16 rupees a kg, right? The value-added products are above 25,000 and commodity will be like lower than 12,000.
For this quarter, right? For Q3?
No, overall, Q3, the blended EBITDA is 8 rupees, 9 rupees.
Okay.
But that's also because of the inventory write-down, right? I'm talking about the manufacturing EBITDA, normalized EBITDA of 15, 16 rupees a kg.
Okay. And secondly, sir, I would like to know about the demand, like for CPVC and bathroom fittings, how we are looking at it for Q3, Q4 and for FY24. And that would be my last question.
Right, so we are pretty bullish on these two products, right? In fact, our capacity constraint is there. That's why we are adding new capacity in the new greenfield plant, right, which is coming in North India. Both these products are pretty much like customer-centric products, right? You sell your product like a brand, and happy to share that the brand acceptability is improving day by day. That's why we have been able to consistently grow our CPVC revenue at 50%. Last year the growth was 100%, this year it has been 50%, right? So this clearly suggests that consumers and influencers, what plumbers in this case, are accepting our product, our brand, right? And we are also working hard to make the product available, right? Availability plays a big role. So both these products have performed pretty well for us. Now we are utilizing like full capacity for these products, and new capacity will only boost the revenue.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Chal from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a couple of clarifications. You know, in the one of the answers you mentioned that even at 50% utilization, the ROC is in excess of 30%. So I just wanted to understand the underlying assumptions. What is the margin assumption there, and what is the capex assumption on a per kg basis?
Sure. So, Achal, you see, today my gross block, okay, stands at 400 crores. Okay. And my working capital my normalized working capital will be around say 40 days. 40 days of working capital and say turnover of 1100 crores with 2.5 times asset turnover. And EBITDA margin of 12% I'm considering. So you do this match, my total capital employed will be gross block plus 40 days of working capital cycle. On 1100 crore turnover with 12% EBITDA margin, you can calculate the ROC which should come near this number.
Okay, so you're calculating on EBITDA pre-tax. That's how you mentioned 30%, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is 400 crores for what capacity in terms of?
The current capacity of 140,000 tons.
135,
yeah.
Understood. I'll work on these and come back for any questions. And secondly, in terms of your incremental capex is coming at what cost? Would you be able to clarify that? What capacity at what cost? Incremental.
Right, so incremental, again, it depends on this greenfield plant which is like value-added products, right? So here we are, say, spending 150 crores, right? And the capacity which we will get is 25,000 tons. Right? So here the match will be six lakh rupees, right? And right now, if you look at my gross block of 400, which gives me 135, so that's around 400. So incremental greenfield plant is 40-50% extra, but brownfield whatever we do. Right, in the existing plants, that will be less than this max of 400. Right, so this incremental 600, it is like 40-50% extra EBITDA margin also there. Right, and even asset turnover will be higher.
Understood. And just a clarification, if I look at a simple math of the realization per kg in 3Q.
Mm-hmm.
Was about 131 rupees, and if I look at the average PVC price, the ratio comes to about 1.6 times. And historically it used to be around 1 to 1.2x times.
Yes.
Would you be able to clarify as to if it is entirely driven by the new products, or it is even in the core pipes business there is increase in the pricing power, so to say?
So majority, I would say 70%, I will rate this to new products, value-added products, CVVC, water tank, which sell at higher NSR. And the 30% I will ascribe to the improvement in realization in PVC pipes.
Understood. And just last question, if I may, with respect to CPVC mix for third quarter in terms of volume and value.
So volume we don't share, okay. Value-wise, it was around 17%.
17% value mix.
Yes.
Understood. And for 9 months, sir?
9 months, it will be around. Similar.
Got it. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Asim Barde from DM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everyone. So first question, can you just talk about housing level demand for pipes currently in your existing market? So is the consumption actually happening on the ground, or was it December channel stocking led growth which may possibly peter out if the housing construction is still sluggish?
So Asim, we are happy to share that in Q3, right, this volume what we did, 18,000 tons, right, when we talk to our distributors, even they are not ready to fill their warehouses yet, right? Even that fear is still there because they are sitting on such huge losses in first 8 months, and there's still like uncertainty on like how prices will behave. Right, so that means that all this 18,000 ton, which was bought out by our distributors, it got sold in the secondary channel as well. Okay, so this is one good silver lining for us to have the confidence that next two quarters could be really good if prices are stay stable. Forget going up, but even if they stay stable, then the channel filling will kick in at some point, right? And we could do better than like this run rate of 6,000 ton, which we did in Q3 on monthly basis. So when we talk about like strong secondary sales, yes, I mean a lot of projects they are nearing completion before Q4 ends, right? So good demand from the project side for our distributors, real estate demand, and housing also the independent homes which are under renovation during festive time, etc. So it did boost the sales. So I guess when a majority of my growth is coming from housing sales and my distributors are still not filling their warehouses, so this is good to assume that secondary sales for real estate is good for us.
Okay, very interesting that the channel is still light, if I can use that term. Second is just to reconfirm the capex number for FY23, all put together should be around 80 odd crores, and in FY24 100 to 105 crores.
So 60 we have done so far, 65 we have done so far, right? Maybe another 10 crores in Q4. So yeah, it will be like under 75 crores and 100 crores next year. Yes.
That includes the normal maintenance of brownfield capex, the 25% of EBITDA you were talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thanks. Those were the questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Praveen Sahai from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for my follow-up questions. First is related to the value-added. How you define value-added product?
So anything which gives us a margin of 25 rupees per kilo at EBITDA level and above.
Okay. And second is related to what you had said related to the realization. 30% improvement is because of a PVC PVC pipe realization. So is it because of the raw material prices higher?
No. The narrowing down of pricing gap between Apollo and other brands, other stronger brands.
Okay. So basically, you had taken some higher price hike or so.
Yeah, because brand acceptability is improving, right? We are becoming strong contender in the PVC piping industry. So our realization improves, right? When we start in a market, we start with a discount of 5 to 10%. To the number one player. When we become stronger player in that territory in 1-2 years time, then obviously the gap will reduce.
Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Arthik Shah from Banyan Asset Management. Please go ahead. Arthik, may I request to unmute your line from your side and go ahead with the question, please?
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to ask a question in regards to the raw material. Just wanted to understand in regards to, has it cooled off or do you still expect it to be hot right now compared to last quarter?
No, the prices, I think it's much more of a stable type. It should not go very high also. It should not. It should be range bound between, you can say, $850 level to $1,000 level. It should be between this range only, if you talk about the PVC prices. Rest of other prices, if you talk about this CPVC prices, they are much more stable, and you can say other polymers, they are also on the stable side, a bit on the upward trend.
Thank you so much, all of us.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Devesh Nigotia from SIMBL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on great scale up on all the new products, especially CPVC pipes. Just wanted to know, do we make the compound here or what is our sourcing strategy? And also CPVC resin, are we importing it or is it domestically procured? And the price at which we are competing here, because also if you could elaborate more on, you know, the value proposition here, because the scale up has been really strong. So first of all,
if you talk about CPVC pipe, of course we are making our own compound. We are not buying compound from outside. And resins that we are buying, it is mainly, you can say, from our imports. We are sourcing a bit of, you can say, smaller segment from for our south plant in from India. But majority of the, you can say, sourcing is from imports. We are importing from this France. So all the CPVC resin that you are seeing in our company, we are imported.
Okay. And price at which we are competing against, let's say, the top one, two players?
You're talking about the CPVC resin?
Yes, CPVC pipes. Yes, the price at which we are competing in CPVC pipes against our competitors.
Yeah, it is. You can say region to region, it varies. If you talk about North India, we are pretty much, you can say, around 3 to 4%. You can say subsidizing our prices. If you talk about, you can say Western or the Southern India, it is around 5 to 7%. If this I am talking about CPVC only. So rest of the products behave differently. But if we talk about CPVC, it is roughly around, you know, from market to market, it is varying from at par or 3% to, you can say, maximum of 5 to 7% or maximum of 8%.
Okay. And it was earlier, you know, perceived to be like only few players could make CPVC compound, but now a lot of pipe players are, you know, have started making their own compound. So if you can just, you know, share your perspective on the technological, how difficult or easy it is to make CPVC compound.
Earlier, it used to be a very, you can say, tedious job to make the compound. But right now, over the period, because we have launched CPVC around 4, 5, 6 years back, and many other companies have also started, you can say, manufacturing. So that technology is not so, you can say, hidden technology, so that the industry doesn't know. So it is not much more of a technology side, but it is much more of a, you can say, marketing side, that how to market or place your product.
And in case of new products, plastic faucet shards and solvent cement and storage tank, can you just, you know, elaborate a bit more what is our value proposition here, what are we competing on, and also on the product acceptance, how the scale up is happening, and the sales mix for the same for last for this quarter and 9 months.
So value proposition lies on one fundamental, which is to be able to get into like complete plumbing solution, right, for a housing segment. Mm-hmm. And all these products which we keep on adding, they should be sold through similar sales channel, right? Mm-hmm. Where the cost to achieve these sales is not high, right? Is not more. So that's the basic principle, basic foundation of getting into these products. And as Apollo as a brand becomes stronger and stronger in the overall plumbing solution, so these products get automatic fillip, right? And gives us incremental sales, right? So this is a basic fundamental. And so far, like I said, from zero, these products are now contributing little less than 10%. To our overall sales revenue, which is growing quickly anyways, right? So we have already established a strong foundation to launch these products, and acceptance is getting better day by day, and we are confident that these products could be like 20% of our total revenue in next 3-4 years.
And storage tanks, we share a 2% sales mix?
So like I said, all these three products put together are under 10% today.
Oh, got it. Thanks a lot.
Solvents, tanks, and bath fittings.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for answering one question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. First question, Anubhav, essentially was on the industry imports for PVC resins. I think the larger reason for the price bounce back was regarded to that the price actually fell below production cost for global supplier. There was also a reason of some disruption on plant shutdowns globally, and hence it also bounced back. Related to Apollo, what I want to check was, do we have fixed vendors here from which we import, and do you think that the disruption is largely over and on supply on stream now globally? That's the first question.
Yeah, first of all, we have fixed suppliers for some of our quantities from overseas suppliers. You can say around 50 to 60% we buy from our fixed sources on a regular basis. We are buying from them. So we can count every month on them for the, our quantities of supplies. And it's not a very big challenge right now to source PVC resins. We have links. We are working in this industry for the last many years. So we have got good links, and we have met them personally all across, you can say, those manufacturers all across the world. So we have got good relations with them. So sourcing for Apollo for PVC resin is not a big challenge. And what was the next one?
Global supply. Is that normalized?
Yeah, global supply, yeah, of course, being because China is getting back to normal, and US and China, they are the major supplier for PVC resin, and they are, you can say, getting back to normal. So global supply should not be a, you can say, big problem for PVC resin.
Got it, sir. And just one connected question was, are these contracts like on spot basis, or you're actually tying up for, let's say, 2 years, 3 years? How does it work, really?
No, no, it is mainly on the spot basis, the pricing. The limitation is that they don't offer too much quantities to all the players. So whoever the players who are buying regularly from them, they are buying the regular prices to those players only who are buying regularly from them. So it is, the quantity is much more, you can say, restriction. The prices are always on a spot basis.
Got it, sir. And one last thing, on CPVC, we hear that we have some domestic manufacturing going up on the resin side. Would you be into discussions with those kind of companies to increase your import mix, your domestic mix?
Of course, we are in discussions with those people also, but we need first the quality of those players to getting stabilized. Once it gets stabilized, then we will be getting the quantities from them also. But right now, we are sourcing all our procurements from our overseas suppliers only.
Right, and domestic also is not like, it's generally on spot basis. It's not like long-term contracts, right?
No, no. It is never on long-term contract. For any of the polymer, it's always on the spot basis.
So I'm talking about the volume, not on the price.
Of course, volume also, I think, said it should be, you can say, as per the ability they will offer.
Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned that you're targeting working capital days to reduce to 40 by year end from 56 currently. So, sir, can you please elaborate the factors that will contribute to declining working capital?
So right now it is 50, not 56. 9 months is 50. Okay. So from 60, 65, we're already down to 50 as at December. And by March, we target to take it to 40. And 24, 25, there will be like further reduction. So now why we believe so is, one is that in North region where our brand has become very strong, so we are commanding our credit terms with our channel partners, right? On some cases, we have gone cash and carry as well, and they have accepted. Then we are tying up with financial institutions for channel financing service, right? That will also help bring the debtors down. Inventory, as our capacity utilization is ramping up, but there will be like rationalization in the inventory levels also. PVC prices will become stable, assuming in 2023 calendar year and 2024. Then obviously there is no need to stock extra, which we have been doing for last 15, 18 months. Including all other players in PVC industry. Third, on creditor term, as our size is growing up, we are becoming more dominant in terms of sourcing, in terms of procurement. So we are also getting better credit terms from our suppliers of any material, right? So we are working on all these three factors. That's why we say that WC will keep on coming down. Hello.
Bhavin, may I request you to unmute your line for your further
question? Hello. Sir, can you just elaborate the terms of channel financing? Are they on recourse basis, and what is the percentage of the commission they charge?
Non-recourse, what is the second question?
What is the percentage of commission or the cut they charge bankers?
So this will be, see, I mean, that they will charge from the channel partner, not from us, right? We will give a cash discount to our distributor against that. So our CD policy is like 1%.
Okay, and how much proportion of your debtors are going through channel financing right now?
Right now it is 15%, but we are encouraging our channel partners to take more and more. Because right now there are institutions in the market which are offering channel financing facility, say at 10-11%, right? And if I offer 1% cash discount to my distributor, right, it makes sense for him to take that facility, right? So we are educating. We are, along with the institutions, we are educating our channel partners that you should avail this facility. So this will improve, and it's all non-recourse. All non-recourse, not even for $1 on Apollo Pipes.
All right. That's it for you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Asim Bade from DM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just one quick question. What is the gross debt on the books right now for Apollo Pipes?
So net debt, when we say it's around 15-20 crores as we stand today.
But on the gross front, or rather, if you would have the cash number, even that would work.
30 crores and 15 crores. I mean, that's 30 crores is gross debt. 15 crores is
okay.
15 crore is cash. So 15 crores is the net debt today.
Understood. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashish Poddar for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Management, do you have any closing comment?
Yeah. Thank you all. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. Should you need any further clarifications or would like to know more about the company, feel free to contact our team. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Systematix Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.